If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Let's get to extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. From Block Club Chicago, Michael Liptrot has our report this morning. Mike, good morning. And this is a list I always look forward to every year. Very interesting. Chicago's most endangered buildings in 2026.
Yes, Bob. It's definitely, you know, always concerning when we have these buildings that are just so close to everyone's hearts. And when we think about them being potentially neglected or in danger of being demolished, wanted to make sure that we keep this history around. So on this year's endangered buildings list, there's quite a few places people are going to know. With Pope Leo coming up, there's his original church that is in danger, as well as Chicago Stock Exchange, a trading room in McClintock Court at the Art Institute, Chicago River Bridges and Tender Houses, Chicago Loop Synagogue, quite a few places. And then the South Terrace of the South Park Terrace Apartments, all on Martin Luther King Drive, all in danger of being demolished. And so, Bob, it's really concerning. It's really concerning. Mm-hmm. And especially when I think about St. Mary's Church, and realistically, hopefully with Pope Leo's ascension, that making people have a renewed interest there, because that's going to be ideally history, that people hundreds of years from now are going to learn about America's first pope. And if it's not around, that's going to be really a shame.
This list comes out every year from Preservation Chicago, and hopefully it will help preserve these buildings. Speaking of that, we're losing another iconic neon sign, and this is in the River West area. Tell us about this, Michael.
Yes. So when you think about the people who've been around River West and remember the Erie LaSalle Body Shop, you know, that sign, that shop was bought out. And it was bought out. It's at 1005 West Huron Street. And that sign is going to be taken down. It's currently in a warehouse. And so for a lot of people, those neon signs for decades really defined a lot of throughways in Chicago. But it's over the years, just really going down. There's only about 30 neon signs remaining in the city, and there's not really much incentive for preservation. When people want to get, you know, these signs designated as like landmarks or stuff to keep them around, ultimately you have to make the entire building a landmark. And so it's really a tough position for a lot of preservationists who are working to keep this bit of history from the 60s and 70s in the city. And so when you think about this sign, when you think about Chicago Theater, Wrigley Field, Candlelight Pizza, Fox's Pub, you know, these are iconic places. And, you know, of course, the Wrigley Field sign, you know, that will be the last sign, or if it ever goes as a neon sign. But for some of these smaller businesses that ultimately have ownership turnover, it's a big concern of whether or not these signs will stick around.
Maybe someone will buy that sign in River West. Billy Corgan bought the old, what was it, the Orange Garden Chinese restaurant in Irving Park. So we'll see what happens with that. You've got an interesting list at blockclubchicago.org. Parades, parties, family fun, ways to celebrate St. Patrick's Day throughout the city. Give us a couple of these, and then we can go on the site for all of them.
Yeah, it's some of everything, Bob. And really, like, I've been in Chicago for 4 years, but I've never really been out for St. Patrick's Day. I went on the bridge, the DeSable Bridge, once to just see the festivities, but I never really like went out, you know, and partied for the day. So looking through this list, there's a lot. There's markets, there's parades, there's a river cruise boat party, you know, leaving out from the Riverwalk. there's, you can, St. Patty's Day paddle. You can paddle along the river. And then there's family fun when you think about the Shamrock at Old St. Pat's in West Loop. And so there's more to do than just go out and drink. And I think that's a big thing that we want our, the list to come out, especially when you think about the culture as most people think about when it comes to St. Patrick's Day. But there's family fun. There's stuff for people who don't drink or people who's looking to just have a good time but not get too inebriated.
Yeah, well, there's a lot more to do than the downtown parade and the Chicago River turning green ceremony. Check it out, blockclubchicago.org. Michael Liptrot, thank you, Mike. Have a good one.
All right, anytime. Take care, Mike.